This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And when it comes to uncensored views, yes, on this show, we are willing to take on perhaps the most explosive charge of racism that has yet been levied, particularly regarding racist policing. Question on the table. Are police dogs racist? No, seriously, a distinguished professor at Georgetown University Law Center, one of the leading law schools in the country, has just written a piece for Washington Post where she is a contributing columnist. The piece has the headline, "Don't Overlook One of the Most Brutal and Unnecessary Parts of Policing, Police Dogs." Okay. Yeah, I have spoken before about my 2 years of experience working closely with police officers every day. And I did have the opportunity, and maybe some of you have had the opportunity, to meet some police dogs. And I can understand these are formidable animals. Many of them are the breed known in Europe as Alsatians, known here as German Shepherds. But they... they're formidable, and you don't want to mess with them, but police dogs are kind of delightful, frankly. I mean, you don't want to get crossways with them. And usually if somebody does get crossways with a police dog, it's not because he's being a solid citizen. Here is the column. Let me allow Christy Lopez to present it, and we, of course, will invite her to join us on the show. And she writes... Her opening sentence is, "As we engage in long overdue discussions about how to reimagine public safety, in other words, defund the police, we must not overlook one of the most brutal, unnecessary, and racialized components of policing, using police dogs to bite people." Okay, the police dogs, Professor Lopez, are not used in order to bite people. They're used in order to protect people. Sometimes to protect the suspect. Because obviously most police dogs, only a few of the police dogs have concealed carry rights. They generally come unarmed other than their teeth. And generally their teeth, while they can do real damage, are not going to kill you. And at a time when we have so many terrible cases that get over-publicized and over-publicized and over-publicized, we do not have more cases than we used to. We have far fewer cases of people dying at the hands of police officers. However, if you look at, well, for instance, that case in Atlanta of Rayshard Brooks, who was killed because he grabbed a stun gun and he was turning around and firing the stun gun, the taser, at back at the police officers. And the police officer shot him. Would it not have been better in that situation if when Rayshard Brooks ran away with this stolen piece of potentially paralyzing equipment, if they had a police dog on hand? And they sent him to go ahead and bring down Rayshard Brooks. He'd still be alive. See, I don't get this whole line of thinking. She writes, "This year in St. Paul, Minnesota, not far from the very place where George Floyd was killed, news reports celebrated the retirement of a dog named Havoc and his visits to hospitalized children. Not mentioned alongside photographs of cupcakes with paw print frosting was that Havoc's day job was to bite people upon command." I don't know what the command is. If somebody is involved in law enforcement and you've worked with police dogs, what is the command? Do you say, bite him? Sick him? I mean, what is the command? I don't know if that's part of the training. She writes, St. Paul is not an aberration. The extent to which we have normalized and subsidized police departments' use of dogs to attack human beings should be chilling. The fact that we fawn over those same dogs at community events without a thought of whose bodies those dogs have bitten should be more chilling still. I'm getting the idea that Professor Lopez is a cat person or something. But criminal apprehension dogs are used to find and bite whomever the police tell them to, need to be part of the national conversation about ending unnecessary force. Unlike normal dogs, police canines are trained to bite hard, to use all their teeth and bite multiple times. Okay. That sentence needs a little bit of unpacking here. It really does. Unlike normal dogs, police canines are trained to bite hard and use all their teeth. I would imagine when you're training your dog, you train him to bite as lightly as you possibly can. Who trains their dog to bite, except if you are using dogs in a military or a police context? And for goodness sake, Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, was telling me about an experience he had with a local police department here in Washington, where he actually witnessed a police officer, happened to be a female police officer, trying to go into a very, very dangerous situation of domestic abuse, and that's among the most dangerous situations that police officers can ever get into. Because usually the abuser doesn't take well to the presence of police who are there to protect a victim. In any event, there was a dog on hand. Jeremy, do you remember the name of the dog? Maybe that would be saying to, let's say Fido. Okay. In any event, the dog solved the problem safely. And no one lost life or required hospitalization, which is a good thing. This level of violence, writes Professor Lopez, cannot be justified by the threat posed. Police dogs routinely use force that unquestionably would be unlawful if used directly by a police officer. I'm sure that's true. I'm sure if a police officer bit someone repeatedly, that would be unlawful. It's also unsanitary. The dogs are overwhelmingly set on people suspected of crimes like burglary, car theft, trespassing, or fleeing from the police. Okay. Why is that somehow fleeing from the police not an appropriate way to use a dog, rather than having the officer try to pursue? Let's go to RJ in Tacoma. RJ, you're on the MedVed show.
Good afternoon, Michael. So,
hey, RJ. Great to talk to you always.
Yes, sir. So I had three canines. I was 15 years bail enforcement canine agent, and I had two Belgian Malinois, which were trained in French, and I had one German Shepherd that was trained in German. And the attack words are usually whatever the word is in that language, but that's not necessarily always true. You can train them for any keywords you want to utilize.
Okay. Was your experience working with these dogs encouraging to you? Do you think they were an assistance in dangerous situations?
They save lives. And they also are not deployed except for through the use of force continuum. So these people out here saying that these dogs are just biting people is absolute nonsense.
Okay, RJ, appreciate your service in law enforcement. I didn't know about that background, and that's great that they were trained to take commands in German and French. They have to be a multi lingual handler. We'll be right back with more on racist police dogs coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who let the dogs out? The column in Washington Post here on the Michael Medved Show is by one Christy Lopez, contributing columnist. She's also a professor at Georgetown University Law Center. She writes a column suggesting that while we're reimagining public safety, we must get rid of the most brutal, unnecessary, and one of the most brutal, unnecessary, and racialized components of policing, using police dogs to bite people. Jim, calling in from Hudson, New Hampshire, says he has had some experience with this issue. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm a professional entertainer, and I'm a magician, and I've been overseas to about a dozen different countries entertaining our troops. And
good for you. Thank you.
We do our shows at the night, in the evening, but during the day, they fill our time doing this and that, meeting the commanders and what have you. And on several occasions, I've actually been in the presence, not only in the presence of the dogs and their trainers, but I've actually put on a dog suit and been pursued and taken down by the dogs. And the fact is...
Wait, what? Was this part of your show? You put on a dog suit?
No. In the evening, we would perform for the troops. But during the day,
right,
they would give us other activities. And among them...
And one of your activities was to put on a dog suit and to be taken down by a police dog?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. So... The dog suit.
And how did this work? I assume that this was a fairly large dog, and you're a normal sized person, right? So what kind of dog suit were you wearing? Did it protect you against being bitten?
I'm 5'6".
Yeah.
135 pounds. So I'm kind of a small guy, but the dog suit is quote unquote bite proof. And they would take their dogs out, they'd take their German Shepherds out, and put them through their paces and show us the things they're capable of. And then they would send one of us out to run across the sand, and they would give the command to the dog to attack us. And the dog would...
Which country was this in? This was in a European country?
Actually, it was in Kuwait. Bahrain and Djibouti.
I see. And they have, and so you were in a dog suit in all those three different places?
Yes. And again, the dog suit. I'm not dressed up like a dog. I'm wearing a suit which
I see, which is dog proof, which is bite proof. I see. I was imagining, you're dressed up like a golden retriever or something, but no, you're wearing just a suit that protects you from being bitten. So, do the dogs, while they are attacking you, they generally knock you down? Isn't that the idea?
Exactly. And it is amazing to me how well trained these dogs are, because when their commanders tell them attack, they attack. When they tell them to stand down, you down. But they don't attack until they're told to.
This is very encouraging, and certainly this goes along what I know about people using canine units here in the United States. And Professor Lopez even acknowledges in her piece attacking the use of dogs in law enforcement. She even acknowledges that police officers love canine units, and partially because the much, much greater risk involved in law enforcement is that a police officer gets killed or wounded. That is a bigger risk than that civilians get killed or wounded. And the idea is that using dogs in difficult situations can actually reduce that. But she writes, nor can we ignore any longer that police canines cause disproportionate and profound harm to Black and Latinx people. Racial and ethnic disparities in police dog bites persist over time and across country. In a 9-year nationwide study of emergency room visits for police canine bites, 42% of the approximately 33,000 bite victims were black. If we are serious about beginning to atone for the disproportionate harm policing has caused black and Latinx communities in this country, she writes, it is difficult to see how we can continue using police attack dogs. You see, those police attack dogs don't pick their targets. As Jim was just saying, these are very well-trained animals, and they get some kind of command in whatever the language happens to be. Probably what he heard was Arabic commands. And they go after people. And the idea that there is a disproportionate number of people with bites who are black suspects, that is basically, when they say 43%, that's in line with general statistics about violent crime and general statistics about arrests for violent crime. It's not wildly disproportionate in that sense. And the whole point about police dogs is to avoid deadly confrontations, not to inflict them. She says chiefs recognize that current technology, including cameras and small robots, provide alternatives to using dogs to bite people. How do cameras provide alternatives to using dogs to bite people? But police chiefs say the public loves them. Yes, of course we do. In other words, she writes, as with so much of policing, police order dogs to attack people, not because public safety requires it, but because we, the public, have told police we're okay with that. If the movement to reimagine public safety means anything, surely it means that is no longer the case. Okay, there's another aspect to police dog work, is that at least my understanding is that it's very cost efficient, because all of this talk about now sending police out accompanied by social workers and psychologists, that's very expensive. Police dogs, you know, feed them a good meal, take a nice care of them. Give them good encouragement. This is not to compare police officers or any other human being to dogs. But where is there other indications we are going to the dogs? A monumental failure. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House expects the next coronavirus relief package to cost up to $1 trillion. That's according to Mark Short, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence. Short making his comments during a radio appearance on Bloomberg Radio. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Monday did say that the caucuses have discussed a $1 trillion package and projected that his chamber would pass a final coronavirus relief bill before August. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says politics and law enforcement don't go well together.
I think folks need to stop playing politics with law enforcement, give law support the tools and resources they need to do their job.
Wolf making his comments there on Fox News. And Wolf also commended Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp for calling up the National Guard following holiday weekend violence in Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved show, everybody knows that the country right now is facing not only this terrible pandemic and the prospect of the new cases and even the level of death potentially going up. And we haven't even faced the second wave that a lot of people expect in the fall. God willing, we will soon have better treatments and better chances of a vaccine that actually works. And no, Louis Farrakhan, the vaccine is not part of Bill Gates' plan to kill 2 billion people. That's not true. Fact check on the leader of NOI, Nation of Islam. In any event, in the same city that Louis Farrakhan lives, they already have a devastating impact of murder. With children being murdered, there was a mistaken assumption about a Terry Crews citation in his interchange with Don Lemon. When he was talking about 9 children being killed in the last 3 weeks in Chicago, that's true, but that's just 9 children. If you talk about the overall level of death, you're talking about, I'm quite sure it's over 30 people now since June 20th. It's an appalling level of death. And the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, who, I mean, she hasn't been mayor long enough to blame her entirely for everything that's going on. But certainly part of it has to do with some of the problems in policing and the lack of support for the police by the politicians in the Bloody City, which used to be known as the Windy City. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot had a different explanation for why the murder rate has spiked so sharply in Chicago. She offered that explanation to the viewers on CNN. Listen.
Compared to last year, shootings up 40%. Mm-hmm. Homicides up more than 30%. Mm-hmm. So just point blank, What is happening right now?
All of these forces are coming together at the same time and making it very difficult. The ecosystem of public safety that isn't just law enforcement, but is local, community-based, and they too have really been hit hard by COVID and are now just kind of coming back online and getting their footing.
Okay, what exactly, Mayor Lightfoot, or anyone, 1-800-955-1776, what exactly are these forces for public safety that aren't police-based? Isn't police-based the very heart of it? We've had many people, during the Obama administration, even Eric Holder, I believe, recognized that there was something like the Ferguson effect, is that after all of the uproar about policing after the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, despite the fact that everyone who's looked at this, including the federal government under Eric Holder and Barack Obama, who reviewed the case against the officer, I believe his name was Officer Wilson, in the Michael Brown case, they came to the conclusion that the officer was not at fault. There was a struggle for his gun, for goodness sake. And yet, the intense focus on policing and the death of suspects in police custody or in encounters with police officers, that changed law enforcement to lead to a rise of violent crime, particularly in cities like Baltimore and St. Louis, where there were very well-publicized cases that were deeply controversial. And the idea that there is another way to solve this problem, and that somehow cutting funding for police forces will reduce the crime level, I think that basically what you need to do with people who want to defund the police or cut back on police expenditures is basically ask, how much increase in crime are you willing to accept? And to ask, what is the purpose of policing? The purpose of policing is not to make people feel good. It's to make people safe. And maybe even to help them feel safe. And it's utterly tragic that we're going through this crisis right now. What is it based on? And this actually goes to something where the mayor, Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, may not be entirely wrong. In other words, why do we have this crisis right now, at this moment, in July of 2020? Why all of a sudden do we have a crisis about policing when we have made so much progress in reducing the levels of crime and violence, and the main beneficiaries of that progress, honest to goodness, it's statistically inarguable, the main beneficiaries have been black communities, inner city communities, Latino communities that had previously been devastated by crime. And today, a little bit less so, until the day before yesterday and this current upsurge. The entire matter, it seems to me, And this goes to that issue of Don Lemon and Terry Crews. Is Terry Crews was saying, well, no, Black Lives Matter is just about police brutality. It has nothing at all to do. There's no connection at all with the rates of black-on-black crime. And people are somehow giving an inappropriate response when they say, well, what about black-on-black crime? The two things are deeply connected. Because the problem is that when you focus overwhelmingly on police and police misconduct, you help to paralyze law enforcement, not improve it necessarily. And look, I think that the idea of body cameras is a good idea, and that's fine, and police officers should be required if they have any kind of confrontation or encounter with a civilian, sure, have a body camera to make sure that there is a record. Because the chances are, in most cases, and this is true of the number, and I checked this because it seemed bizarre. You know how many encounters there are every year between police officers and civilians that they detain or question or have some contact with? It's 375 million. Okay. There are probably people out there right now who have had, somewhat recently, encounters with police officers. Stop for speeding, that's an encounter with a police officer. And obviously, it is a wonderful thing for police officials, for law enforcement, and for the nation at large, and for communities of color. It's a wonderful thing to go ahead and make sure that those encounters proceed without injury, or God forbid, death, for either the officer or the civilian. And this is why one of the most hateful things that anyone has said during this whole crisis since the death of George Floyd, he should rest in peace. I know you're supposed to say rest in power. Since that happened, the worst comment was a comment by Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California. And Representative Waters said, it's like some of these cops get up every morning and they think, what can I do to go out and hunt down a black person? I think that vision of policing, is it possible that there are some cops like that? Very, very few today. And ones who would persist are so consumed with some kind of irrational hatred that they are willing to sacrifice their careers and very possibly their freedom. And of course, there are cases, and the George Floyd case is prominent among them, where it is appropriate to prosecute police as they are being prosecuted. When we come back, a monumental failure, says an immigrant from Turkey, involving statues. Coming up on The Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day,
All your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's another column in the Wall Street Journal by an immigrant. There are two today, and both expressing great appreciation for the blessing, an appropriate appreciation for the blessing we all enjoy of living in the United States of America. And Melik Kaylan, whose family is from Turkey, he apparently spent some time growing up in England. But he writes, choose among the regions you would prefer to inhabit. Russia, China, the Middle East, or the West. Each can lay claim to having built a civilization, yet the choice is clear. Ask yourself how you make your decision. For such a calculus, the yardstick must be both exacting and realistic, based on real-world standards, not an abstract and unattainable ideal. That's why my family sent me at age 10 from Turkey to boarding school in Bristol, England. And that's where they took the statue of a slave trader and threw it into the harbor. His name was Edward Colston. He died in 1721. And Melik Kaylan writes, statues like Colston's deserve to endure, because they celebrate the right kind of historical process, one that consistently delivers a present broadly better than the past. Where I came from, the absence of such consistency has choked the region's hopes. He's talking about Turkey. As it does almost everywhere except in those countries where statues are now being toppled, where the monument-facing mobs can count on the state's law-bound moderation. When that moderation is flouted repeatedly, as in cases of police brutality, we are lucky enough to inherit a system in which reforming the laws via democratic means is a genuine option. The mobs don't seem to understand, he writes, how hard it is to get to this point, or how the monuments embody an arc of achievement. In other words, we don't expect George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or previous figures in our history to share exactly the ideas that we have today or what we have learned today. But if it's an indication of progress, isn't that worth celebrating? Let me go quickly to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Just real quick, I want to say that Italians and Asians and if Jews could go back home, it's actually real, real nice and welcoming for Ghana to invite black people to visit, bring money there, and make the country work, or any country in Africa.
By the way, I agree with you completely. And Ghana needs it. And Ghana needs the help. And it's great for people if people's ancestry is in West Africa. Of course, there's a natural tendency to want to go there and see it. But living there, settling there permanently, that's a different thing, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, anybody coming from the U.S. going to a developing country will always do better because the dollar stretches, you know, $100 become much more money. You have $50,000, you could either build a nice house or buy a house. And Africa is not what some people think, or jungle or whatever. It's, the country, especially Ghana, that's, you know, is coming up, is really, really coming up economically. But the main reason I call Terry Crews, I agree with you when he was talking about him earlier. All the shooting that was going on over the weekend just blemished all the protests that was going on. When I even saw South Korea was. Go ahead.
Well, you just had that little girl who died in Atlanta, right? At the scene of the of a protest at Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks was killed, wasn't that this weekend?
Michael, yes, it was this weekend, and all over the country. I didn't like that news at all. But you have to understand that I hate to use this analogy, but a few bad apples. There's a lot of good black people out there who are serving this country, you know, in retail. You see us every day working hard. And in a corporate world that, you know, the march that you need to understand, the march was also about what Dunn was saying when he said apples and oranges. It's also about to suppress racism, you know, corporate and economic justice. So you have to understand that there's a difference also. That's what this protest and Black Lives Matter also fighting for, you know. So,
okay, but hold on for a moment, Sid. Let me just ask you this. Isn't it also a profound injustice if black people are much more likely to be murdered, to be assaulted, to be raped, to be the victims of violent crime? Isn't that an injustice that deserves attention with better policing?
Yes, that's an injustice that definitely I don't believe in. Michael, this thing has been happening for a long time in this country, in the bad neighborhoods. And this pandemic did not help, and Trump is not helping, and a lot of things does not help. But don't let this weekend, you know, just blemish, you know, what black people, good black people are, you know, doing in this country. And again, it's
By the way, there are tens of thousands of people in law enforcement who are black, right? Who are risking their lives every day to try to make neighborhoods and to try to make downtowns and to try to make our whole society safer. So I think you're entirely correct. And no, I think you're right that most of the people who are going out and demonstrating for BLM, for Black Lives Matter, do not embrace the more radical provisions that people are demanding. But tell me if you think I'm wrong, that the core three demands of this movement right now are, number one, defund the police, which I think is crazy to take money away from police when we need them more than ever. Number two is to try to get rid of statues. And some people say reasonably get rid of Confederate statues. I agree with that. Others want to get rid of statues of George Washington. And then the third one is pay reparations. Now, those are three fairly radical demands, don't you think?
Paid reparation, I don't think a lot of people, a lot of blacks, what happened to us in this country, you can't pay nothing for, you know, for something like that. But as
far as
everything, right, the primary reason for the protest, Michael, was the video and things that we do not see. Videos are bringing out a lot. You know, a lot of black people have died. But also a lot of people are protesting the to suppress racism, Michael. You have to understand it. You know, during this crisis, billions of dollars came out of nowhere. You know, they could put that in the black community. You know, it's there. You know, gyms and things like that, gymnasium, keep us away from the street and then things like that. We, you know, when you go apply for a job, you cannot get a job. You come outside. What else can you do? You know, so it's just Black Lives Matter stand for a lot of things, and we're trying to suppress racism, and the statues that represent racism do need to come down. Not all of them, but certain flags and certain things need to come down.
Look, I agree with you, and by the way, President Trump was not telling the truth when he said that the ban on the Confederate flag has hurt the ratings of NASCAR. A number of people have written in about that. The actual ratings of NASCAR are higher than ever. They actually have gone up since they banned the Confederate flag. And Sid, can I ask you, do you have kids? Oh, well, what I was going to ask Sid is whether he is confident that his kids were going to inherit a better America. I'm confident about my children and grandchildren. I am. Now, it may take a while, but we are going through a rough patch right now. And I think one of the questions, and it's a question that was asked by Gerald Baker in that other column that I was sharing with you. The column appears in the Wall Street Journal, and Gerald Baker is the editor at large at the Journal. And he says, what happened? How did we go from this moment of triumph that we had at the very end of the 1900s, 1999, say, year 2000? Those were pretty optimistic years for America. We just won the Cold War. The whole world was turning in our direction. And all of a sudden now, well, obviously we've had damage. We've had the 9/11 attacks, the whole war on terror. And the problem is there's no reason to turn against ourselves and not to value this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.